There's a war on children.
Yeah.
This culture is now teaching victim consciousness. Mm-hmm. I also lived in my own consciousness of victimhood until I shattered that illusion as well. And that's why, you know, 7 years ago, I stopped doing hormone therapy because it wasn't serving my body. My mom died at 20 years old. Mm-hmm. I never had that nurturing where I was abandoned. Mm-hmm. Both my parents were heroin addicts. Mm-hmm. My whole message with the way I rebel is against people like Bill Gates and the WEF, and they're all trying to convince parents that don't know now what you're seeing is the art of transhumanism.
Dear viewers, today with a very special interview from Berlin. I'm interviewing the singer of the band Life of Agony, Keith Caputo, who I first heard when I was 16. And it's a special pleasure for me to be able to interview him today for Auf Eins in Berlin, because he has a very special story to tell. We are doing the interview in English today and will, of course, make it available with translation. There will be very deep insights and definitely also very urgent, important messages for the people out there. Hi, Keith. It's an honor to be here with you.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time. Mm-hmm. Right now you are on tour.
I am.
With Life of Agony.
And yes.
And Biohazard.
And Biohazard.
So the tour's almost over, right?
Yes.
So
it's, I think we have 5 or 6 gigs left.
Right. So it's on for 3 weeks.
We've been out here since February 20th.
Wow. Yeah.
And we've embarked on pretty much almost a complete sold out tour.
Wonderful.
Which is amazing.
Absolutely. Congratulations to that.
Thank you.
I can't wait to be at the concert tonight as well here in Berlin. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you again. You took the time. And there are so many topics I would love to touch on. But especially today, and we talked about that before, in Europe, throughout the world, there is this big woke virus thing going on, right? And we have the problem that our kids, like the little ones already in kindergarten, get indoctrinated as
Absolutely.
If they could choose which gender to pick. You know the story.
Yeah.
You know the story especially. And I want to inform our viewers about your story. Like, you in your life had a hard time, hard start into life.
I had gender dysphoria, gender dysmorphism.
Yes.
I recently discovered through my own therapeutic investigation that I think I also had RAD, which was reactive attachment disorder, where I was very clingy to all the women entities in my life, and I was repulsed by all the male figures in my early childhood due to abuse and psychological trauma and physical abuse, which is very entwined with gender dysphoria and any kind of body dysmorphism, which you could be a cutter, you could think you're living in the wrong body, which I thought my entire life. Which made me gravitate towards all the women in my life, because all the women in my life, my grandmother, my aunt, they were all nurturing. They were all compassionate. They were all loving. And all the men in my life were the typical alpha male Italian abusive figures. And they didn't know any better. They behaved. They took the generational curse with them. And here I am today. I believe that I've absolutely crushed and destroyed my own dysphoria, because I'm naturally a generational curse breaker. I think I'm a chosen one, or a starseed, or whatever you want to call it. I've I've shattered even my own illusions about my own shortcomings and disorientations and what made me behave the way I behaved. You know, I growing up, I really truly thought that a woman was, a woman energy was trapped in this male biological spacesuit. So, but growing up and all the experiences that I had in my life, I realized that it was all really a play on energy. And I could absolutely could control that energy. And, you know, when you do deep dives within your own soul, you uncover many mysteries of your own soul, and whether you call it energy, frequency, vibration, you know, I was vibrating. Look, we, like Jung said, we, you know, there's let me just put it this way. Again, it's a play on energy where every entity has the male energy and has the female energy. And I gravitated more towards the female energy because as a child, I felt safer, which was part of that whole reactive attachment disorder. And I lived with that my entire life. And it wasn't up until I dived into myself. I did what I needed to do. I lived my life, my entire life as a manufactured woman, you know, behind closed doors until I really let the world in. And we, everyone calls it coming out and stuff like that. But in my view, and in my, if I were to break it down psychologically with words, it's more about, you know, I basically gave the world my vulnerability. And that didn't really mean that I was a woman at all. It was just I was a male playing with female energy because of comfort levels. But as I grew older, as I lived publicly, playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people as a manufactured woman, I like to call it. I know it'll offend people, but I don't care. Okay. I love to offend people because if you're triggered by what I say, it really means that you need work. If, you know, the world needs work basically because the world is offended by every little thing.
Right.
And this culture is now teaching victim consciousness. I also lived in my own consciousness of victimhood until I shattered that illusion as well. And that's why, you know, 7 years ago, I stopped doing hormone therapy because it wasn't serving my body. There were many, many side effects.
When did you start the hormone therapy?
2008. And I stopped about 7 years ago.
Okay.
Because so the side effects were unbearable.
Yeah.
Psychologically, the rashes all over my body, the migraine headaches, the pains in my bones. But I always knew that you can't fight the nature codes.
Right.
My mom died at 20 years old. I never had that nurturing.
You were 1 year at
a time. I was basically a dirty diaper playpen baby where I was abandoned. Both my parents were heroin addicts. Do the fucking math. Of course, I grew up as a shattered child. So basically, now the anima and the animus is what Jung was talking about. Yes. Sorry. And we both possess that male and female energy.
All
to break those terms down in Jung's language, I really played with the anima and the animus within me. And I really gravitated towards the woman within. And we all have it. And but I shattered all of that through experience, through my own deep diving of myself. But like I was telling you, not to veer off, my mom died at 20. I never had that motherly figure. I had my grandmother, I had my aunt, but also too, I never had my father was also a heroin addict, and I never had, let's just say, the proper nuclear upbringing that a normal child would come into this world with. I came from a very unsafe childhood. Mm-hmm. I was pulling dirty needles out of my father's body my whole life. I mean, what child goes through that? What I went through as a kid was so unfair. But I know the gods gave it to me to give me strength in my heart and in my soul. Mm-hmm. So I can safely describe these things to you. And you know what? When I know so many people, I know people that work at gender clinics. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm beyond detransitioner. I'm beyond the trans title. Like, none of those titles have any. They're cages. Mm-hmm. They're too small to describe the power that my soul actually has. Like, I ain't gay, I'm not bi, I'm not trans, I'm not any of these titles that reduce humans into this little category, which is, again, what goes on in this world. They're literally trying to, demoralize the children into really confusing the kids even more, because there are only two genders and they'll only ever be male and female. Mm-hmm. You can play with your energy as a woman, mm-hmm. and I can play with my energy as a man. You're housed in a biological female spacesuit. Mm-hmm. Even if you decided to live as a man, you'll always be a woman. And there are transsexuals out there, like my friend Buck Angel, mm-hmm. who knows this.
Yeah.
But you got big pharma, you got big government, you got all of these overnight endocrinologists and pediatricians and clinicians trying to convince the world that my son loves the color pink. Hurry up. Let's get them on the cold steel table and do some kind of irreversible surgery on them. That's not the way.
Right.
My whole message with the way I rebel is, against people like Bill Gates and the WEF, and they're all trying to convince parents that don't know nothing about what it means to be a real, true transsexual or someone who really has gender dysphoria. I just had a fan of mine send me a letter that they're not allowed to talk about detransitioners.
It's a social worker from the Netherlands?
Yes. Yeah, yes. From the Netherlands, you know?
Yes, brought it in your video, and I was touched by the letter myself. And he said he's, as a social worker, detransitioner do not exist.
To talk about it.
They do not exist, right? Yes.
But we do.
Of course.
We do.
Yes.
And they're trying to bury. That's why you'll never hear in the mainstream media, they'll never share my story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They never share the stories of people like me because it affects big money. It affects their demonic attempts to cage children. And if you have a big mind, it's all about transhumanism too, because what we're seeing in the world is the merging of the digital world with the biological world. We're the last of the biological creatures, you and I. I'm 51.
42.
Okay, so, but you've made it. Now what you're seeing is the art of transhumanism. Like, there are things that people like Elon Musk, they want to chip people and all this stuff. Like, I'm not for, I'm not against, you know, if it could help a paraplegic move his or her body, then I'm all for it. But like, there's a sinister fine line that's going on with, you see, now all these kids, what I'm getting at is that you have lots of males, you have kids, teenagers, children that are growing up with these phones. They think they're trans, but they're really not. So you have all these children and adolescents and teenagers that it's the new trend. You have kids that are transitioning that don't even have gender dysphoria.
Right.
Mm. I mean,
it's a trend. It's a very sick and dangerous trend.
I really had gender dysphoria. I really had some kind of body dysmorphism where I hated myself. I hated my body. I hated being male. And that's where the reactive attachment disorder comes in, because you hate the male self within, because you never, because look, I grew up with a junkie dad.
Mm-hmm.
I hated him. I hated sitting next to him.
Mm-hmm.
I hated the way he smelled. I hated my grandfather because he abused my grandmother.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be like the men in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that, and they don't want you to talk about that either, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. gender dysphoria comes from all those kinds of other kids cut themselves because they hate the body they're in.
Mm-hmm.
So you got cutters transitioning into the opposite sex, which mm-hmm. they could never be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're going after the young ladies,
which
they do in our culture.
And you said something, I know. And there is so much, luckily there is, like, outcry for female genital mutilation.
Yeah.
FGM. And where's the outcry if we come after our kids in our Western culture when it comes to transgenderism, right?
Because trans kids don't even exist.
Became a whole religion, right? To tell the kids as early as possible that they could be trapped in a wrong body, etc. And you said it and pointed it out clearly in one video that you did on your Instagram. I saw it. And you said, or it was one of your detransition videos that you did, but you said, they do not only castrate you physically, they castrate you spiritually, mentally, intellectually, and
emotionally,
and that is such a strong statement.
Yeah, because
they do
first
it.
Of all, physically, the reason why men, what estradiol does to men, it literally castrates you physically. It sets up the penis, everything would shrink, and especially if you do it to a young male before puberty, the chances of castration physically is so much higher, it sets them up to do an irreversible surgery like they did to that poor young girl, Jazz Jennings. I don't know if you know her story, but TMC took their story, and this poor girl, well, boy, but trans girl, she's already on her third, fourth vagoplasty, which isn't working out well. What they're doing, what that really is a wound that these people have to keep dilating to keep open.
Right.
Because it's a fake vagina. I'm just going to be real brutal about it.
The body is designed to heal, just wants to close that hole again, right?
They have to dilate.
Mm.
And what the mainstream media won't tell you about is the constant infections that go on.
Mm-hmm.
They could never have sex, really. They can't even dilate. I know transsexuals. I come from the 70s and 80s. I've been around this a long fucking time. I've seen bad Botox. I've seen hormones in the black market. I've seen girls that were doing Botox in the 80s that 6 months later, their face would be hanging off. I've seen it all. They don't tell you about any of this shit. I've been through the black market days. I never did it. I was a young boy going to all the transsexual bars to learn about what the fuck am I going through?
Mm-hmm.
So I observed. I'm a great observer.
Mm-hmm.
I should have been like a Jane Goodall, whatever her name is. She failed too because she turned into a Bill Gates fucking vocalist. I hate her now.
I know. Yeah. So many on the list. Yeah.
But yeah, what the reason why I knew it wasn't serving me, because not only, see, I did it after puberty. I started taking hormones in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So all the damage that was done to me was reversed. It was reversed, like especially psychologically, spiritually, like, and especially physically, like after I stopped six, seven, 8 years ago, whatever it is now, almost like physically everything came back and then some. Like I put a halt on my physical, I would say growth of my penis as well. And that all came back and even more because my body has been cleansed and I've done a lot of, with my diet as well, because my diet is 90% fruits and vegetable and high alkaline, and I live off of papaya seeds and pumpkin seeds and anti-parasitic foods. So my body and plus I've been doing yoga my whole life. I've done meditation, which is proven quantumly to basically regenerate the body quicker than it normally does.
Right.
But when they get the children, they'll do irreparable damage. Right. And what they're doing is literally making big farm prisoners for life. Because when you get them as children, goodbye.
Yeah.
You've created a medical prisoner that now you're going to have to basically keep that momentum with the child. Otherwise, the trauma that they're creating for these young kids, they're basically convincing the world and parents that don't know any, they're convincing them to allow them to make your child into a lab rat.
Right.
And people like me, people like Buck Angel, people like Blair White, which is also a transsexual woman, but she's fighting against, she's not for men and women sports.
Right.
Because important, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
All the old world transsexuals, all the real transsexuals would never think about violating a woman's right.
Right.
In fact, they do anything to protect you because we all knew we were men aspiring to be beautiful women. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. I think we're at a point in society where no one gives a fuck if you want to live as a woman or a man, and we're all open. Most of my friends are these gorgeous transsexuals that you would never know that they were transsexual. You know, all the transsexual girls that I grew up with, they said, Keith, don't ever come out. Don't ever even transition. Most of them already had bottom surgery in the 80s. They ruined their life. They told me, they put me on the path. Why do you think I waited till I was 33 to actually start doing hormones? I needed my soul
to experience
needed those, information for me.
Zeit zum Aufwachen. Mit unseren sorgfältig ausgewählten Büchern aus dem Auf-Ein-Shop holen Sie sich den entscheidenden Wissensvorsprung. 500 Bücher in den Bereichen Politik und Geschichte, Corona, Gesundheit, Krisenvorsorge, Finanzen und vieles mehr. Bücher, die Ihnen das System am liebsten verschweigen würde. Holen Sie sich fesselnden Lesestoff. Jeder Einkauf unterstützt auch die Arbeit von Auf 1. Information kann Leben retten und Orientierung geben. Auf 1 ist die starke Stimme der Aufklärung. Wir werden nur durch unsere Zuseher finanziert. Genau deshalb versucht das System, uns mit der nun schon 9. Kontokündigung in der EU von unseren Unterstützern abzuschneiden. Sie können dennoch jetzt bei der Übergangsfinanzierung mithelfen, bis wir eine neue Lösung haben. Kaufen Sie in unserem Shop ein oder spenden Sie mit Kreditkarte. Helfen Sie, damit bei Auf 1 nicht das Licht ausgeht. Auf 1 ist auch Ihr Sender und kann nur mit Ihrer Hilfe weitermachen. Wir senden, Sie spenden.
But now you can save children because exactly. you have a great
now
outreach.
Now I've been there. I've done that. I'm like, okay.
And you know your fans, like I am. I'm 42. I listened to your music when I was 16, 17. I have a six-year-old boy, you know. You inspire me, you know, by speaking up, saying the right things. You've been there. You saw it. Now you speak
I'll
up.
I'll debate That's with any so doctor. Important. I'll debate with any endocrinologist.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll debate with any clinician, any pediatrician. I'll debate with any moron that thinks a child should be on puberty blockers. That's demonic. What they're doing is this. It's basically, it's the same thing the way they used to sell cigarettes to people right. in the 1900s.
Right.
It's the same propaganda. Nothing's right. changed.
Right.
It's the same, just a diff. It's the same thing with what they did just with the pandemic, with Fauci did to the world. Masks right. never worked. Social distancing never worked. Lockdowns were a fucking nightmare. It turned the world upside
down.
School
closure.
That's why I never took the vaccine. And that's why,
yes,
I am anti-vax and I'm proud to be anti-vax. Mm-hmm. When my grandparents took me to take my first flu shot, you know what happened to me? I turned into a raspberry. Mm. I had the mumps, the measles, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I couldn't move for almost a year. Mm. My grand said, never again. Mm. And that was the last time I ever got any kind of flu shot, any kind of bullshit shot. And then when you do things like that, the gods, they reward you with people like Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Dispenza, where when you do your own deep dive on your own biology, you know that the greatest vaccine is within.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And that's why I, and look.
Also with the transgender hype, I did a lecture like a year ago for people in the western part of Austria. And I worked at a plastic surgery department, right? So I saw the transgender people from Austria, some of them went to other cities, but many ended up in Graz. And I worked there and I could see, especially when the women transitioning to men had their penoids, right? That were the worst wounds ever. They stayed at the ward for 6 or 8 weeks having surgery, having anesthesia. Nobody talks about the anesthesia when they have 5, 6 anesthesias going on, what it does to your brain metabolism, right? Nobody talks about that, by the way. And then, of course, the wounds, they were stinking, right? Really bad. And the people, and I talk to so many, and I have respect for every person, right? And I try to be them a friend because I was there every day changing the dressings and so on. And I could tell they were so unhappy, and also with their hormone therapies. I even tried to bring in bioidentical hormones, lozenges, so they could even like have at least some of the hormones transplaced with bioidentical and not extreme artificial stuff. Of course, they couldn't do it because there was no ethic commission saying yes to it, so they stuck
also
to the artificial
people,
stuff.
We're living in an age where people want everything yesterday.
Right.
They don't want, you know, they want immediate results. They don't want to, they don't want to do the soul work to understand what the hell you might be thinking.
And you could tell with all the people that I met, right, in their worst moments, you know, after the surgery failed again, after they had to get another penoid with the other arm muscle, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Whatever it was.
They're like, you're talking about when they cut the arm to, oh, my God. And they're giving these young girls double mastectomies at fucking 14 years old. By the time they're 20, there's so many kids that are like, mommy, daddy, what did you do? Why did you listen to me? I was only a child. Now they know they're not a boy, but they're a girl because they were just, it's hard to be a young lady. Mm. This is what I'm trying to, like, male to female, you're not a biological woman. You'll never understand what a young woman goes through. You'll never have your first period, your second, your 40th, or your last. Yeah. You'll never grow up to know what it is to be a young girl in this world that, because girls go through a very different life experience than young boys. Mm-hmm. It's all about the body. It's all, they go through the periods. I couldn't even imagine. And now you have idiots, male to female, that think they're getting their period. And it's just the whole language. Yeah. There's a war on language.
Yeah,
because that's what this is there's a war on children.
Yeah.
There's always been a war on women. This is the new witch burning.
Right.
The witches weren't bad. Mm-hmm. They were the good ones.
Right.
The religions destroyed and all these psychotic men mm-hmm. were doing all... This is the new witch hunt.
Right, right.
In my eyes.
There's even posters that people show at some manifestations and rallies that they did worldwide in the pandemic crazy times. And one of those, I even printed it out and have it at home. It's a beautiful young lady, and she has a sign, and it says, "We are the granddaughters of the witches you couldn't burn." Yeah. Right?
Look, they're putting men in women's sports.
It's so crazy.
What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
The real transsexual, you know, I'm going to say it too. Caitlyn Jenner kind of started this whole thing. Mm-hmm. What was she at, the Grammys or the Oscars? She accepts Woman of the Year award by Vanity Fair or whatever the fuck it was. If she was real, I'm going to say, if he was real, if Brucey Boy was real, he would have said, you know what? I'm a transsexual woman. I've always wanted to live as a woman my whole life. But that doesn't make me a real woman, people. Mm-hmm. Hollywood would have embraced that, because mm-hmm. when you see that clip going on, when he won Woman of the Year, you could tell the look on Keith Sutherland's face and all these actors, like, and there's a transsexual male to female comedian, I think her name is Monroe Flame, mm-hmm. I believe her name is. Mm-hmm. She called Brucey a microwave pop-up tranny because he started this thing. Mm-hmm. And when you have like idiots like Lady Gaga that has no respect for women, mm-hmm. instead of celebrating International Women's Day with Iranian or Islamic women that are against the hijab and everything and mm-hmm. want their womanly rights back, she's celebrating with that fucking idiot, Dylan Mulvaney, mm-hmm. who is a actor. I'm like completely like, I'm the most rebellious, like, but I'm real.
Yeah.
People don't want real. Most of them.
Most of them.
They want this bubblegum version of what's going on in the world, but I'm not that. Mm-hmm. I'm like a rose bush. Mm-hmm. I'm the beautiful open red flower, mm-hmm. but I also wear my thorns. Mm-hmm. And people don't like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, check out Monroe Flame.
Yeah.
And I'll respect people's pronouns if you're the right kind of transsexual. Mm-hmm. Like people like Laverne Cox, fuck that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Because he's selling this whole children should be on hormones thing. Mm-hmm. What they don't understand, a doctors took an oath to do no harm.
I know.
Okay? And guess what doctors are doing? A lot of harm. Because if I was a doctor and you came to me with your child, I would say, you know what? Get the fuck out of my room. Let your kid grow up. Mm-hmm. You need 5 years of therapy. Parents, you need the therapy too, mm-hmm. because you want to put your kids on hormones?
Yeah.
No. Let your kid grow up to be 25, mm-hmm. 26, maybe mm-hmm. 30. If they still feel the same way at 25, 30 years old, then let them do what the fuck they want with their life. Mm-hmm. But as a kid,
right.
let the kids grow up, because the brain doesn't even develop until it's 25. Mm. And now with all these handies and gadgets, mm-hmm. they're literally raping the souls of mm-hmm. people. You got adults, men, 60 years old, that think they're their 5-year-old kids with wearing diapers and want to be, you know, like, come on, people. Like, mm-hmm. what is going on in the world? The world is sick.
Yeah.
Okay? Humans have lost the plot. Mm. Humans have lost the eye of the angelic creator.
Mm-hmm.
Humans, and it's not, it's through
diet.
It's through diet. It's through
right.
propaganda. It's through the phones. It's through, it's really,
they're
really
disconnected.
Sad.
Disconnected.
Very disconnected. Yeah. They're mm-hmm. very, people have lost the connection to their own nature. You see, I did what I did, but I always held on to my nature.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew that, okay, I'm going to do this, but I got to fish for more answers for my soul. I never did that. I never inverted my penis to make a fake vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm that could never be a biological woman.
Mm-hmm.
However, I needed information. My soul, I needed to live through it. It's like, you know this man isn't right for you, but let me give it a little bit more time to really, I need a little bit more information. And then a year later, you're like, you know what? I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it another year. You got the information that you needed. And that's what happened with me. Has got nothing to do with sexuality. You're going on hormones to feminize yourself. You're doing all these surgeries, but you came into this world out of your mother's womb in a biological male spacesuit, I like to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Or
yeah.
a female spacesuit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You got a biological female vessel that
mm-hmm.
your soul is housed in.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
Right.
If you want to turn into a man next year, I got your back.
Mm-hmm.
But at least own the fact that you've always been and always will be a biological woman. See,
right.
that's where they're trying to confuse the children,
right.
the vulnerable parents, the stupid people out there, culture. I don't believe in any ideologies, and I don't believe in the way of culture, because this is a consumeristic culture,
100%.
Which I focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Because this whole, all these ideologies, they're all dying.
And, you know, there is a reason why we are here at this
time. In this
point
moment,
in time.
Having this
yes.
conversation, absolutely.
Yes, and also that people, the souls that incarnated at this point in time,
yeah.
you know, we are the ones that find each other worldwide. We are really very well connected throughout the world. Meanwhile, we are helping others to wake up. It's not, we cannot wake them up. It's like they figure, something doesn't add up. And then they hear, for example, you. And they say, well, if he says it,
yes.
he's gone through
it. I lived
it.
Through it.
Yeah.
Transsexuals raised me.
Right, right.
They raised me.
Right.
And they raised me right to
right.
say, hey.
And now you raise your voice and you raise the volume on the field that there is something going on wrong
what?
With the children.
What I went through is because I'm this nonconformist, rebellious spirit to share with the world, like, no, this is the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to put things back into order.
Mm-hmm.
I had to experience all my trauma, all my spiritual setbacks, my emotional setbacks, only not for my own gratification. It was beyond, I thought it was for my own personal gratification, but it wasn't. I now see the truth, and I'll call it the Holy Spirit's have guided me into this very moment with you to help share with the world, like, this was way bigger than even for my own personal desires
mm.
and my own personal wisdom. But I've gained so much wisdom about my soul to, yeah, now the mission has become to set things straight for the world, especially the children, so the children aren't misguided into these false ideologies of this very sinister demonic play.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's what it's turned into. Because if doctors were real and if doctors really cared about children and parents instead of their bonus at the end of the year, they would say, you know what? You're 6 years old. You could never be a they, them, or a this or a that, or a fucking cat or a mouse. Get the fuck out of here. Go to therapy. Come back to me in 20 years, and let's see if your kid thinks she's a he. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Enough with the nonsense.
Right, right.
If your kid wants to play, let them play. But leave the drugs out of it.
Right.
And certainly leave the irreversible surgeries out of it, because that's only going to bring more trauma, more hell, and more unhealed versions of these little children. Because you're listening to a very healed version of a very unhealed person. I was traumatized as a child. Traumatized. Not by my own hand, but by what the gods have given me. So I could have the strength to talk to you with clarity and with focus and with no other set agenda. Because I'm not here to protect anyone except for the innocent children that don't. If I had a child and my child saw what was going on, I'd let my kid play. But no drugs, no surgeries. You want to dress as a boy or a girl? Go ahead. But we're not doing this WHO, WEF. Guess who owns WEF, by the way? Guess who has all of his money in there? Bill Gates and all these kinds of people.
Yeah, BlackRock. Yeah.
BlackRock. What's his name? Larry Fink, who owns BlackRock, I think, still. Davos, all these clowns, all these psychos that...
Yeah, it's the, I call them the unelected global entities. Yeah, we never elected
that
you,
just
guys.
Put a hole in the Amazon forest to have a meeting about climate change?
Right.
What the fuck?
Right, right.
What about, what happened to Zoom, guys?
Yeah.
See, it's all
everybody was
bullshit.
Pushing to Zoom and virtual meetings during lockdowns, but you fly with your private jets to your climate We Save the World meetings, right?
Where's Greta Thunberg right now?
Yeah.
She's hiding.
Yeah.
Where is she? And you know what? Her parents work for WEF or the WHO. I'm not sure which one. Double check me, because don't listen to me. I'm crazy. Where's Greta Thunderhead? I call her Greta Thunderhead.
Right.
Because where is she with what's going on in Africa and in the Congo? You have all these women and children and all these mines that they shouldn't even be in because of all the toxicity, mining for minerals and rocks. And what is it? What's the?
It's raw earth. It's the.
What's the main thing that goes into the batteries of the eye?
Cobalt is the German word for it. Cobalt.
Where is she with this?
Yeah. I know.
Where are you, Greta?
And we all saw the videos that the more you get into the rabbit hole, you see the videos of the little children in the mines. You see so many other things.
Human beings shouldn't even be in these fields.
I know, I know.
Where are these people? It's all bullshit. It's all propaganda, the way they try to demonize marijuana. Why aren't we using hemp instead of plastic? Ooh, because it interferes with big business, with the big people at the top, with all the royal families at the top of the pyramid. If we all used hemp for clothing,
I know there's
we wouldn't be suffering with polyester diseases.
Right, right.
Why are they putting chemicals in tampons to cancerous chemicals in tampons and the other things against women's bodies? You know, every piece of our clothing, everything has literal ingredients that cause cancer. The foods have the cancer in them. The plastic around the foods have cancer in them. The ink on the plastic have cancerous substance. I mean, come on, people. Can we get real already? And it's just like, and now, you know what happened? A lot of people don't talk about it, but I've noticed when Bill Gates and Fauci and Pelosi and all these people took their big money out of the COVID stocks, out of Moderna, mm-hmm. out of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson. When they all took their money out of the vaccine stocks and all the stocks went down, guess what next vulnerable class of people they went after? The trans kids or the kids with identity crises. And I mentioned that one of the first interviews I did with Buck Angel on his podcast was I noticed, because that's what big companies do. The bottom line is, let's go after the vulnerable. They call that, let's go after the vulnerables. I'm calling them that. And remember when the gays were the issue? They can't make money off the gays anymore because they all legislated gay marriage. Okay, we're all good. Leave them alone. The next set of vulnerables to exploit are the kids that had identity crises like me.
Right.
They don't teach you how to love yourself. Parents, loving your children isn't taking them to the clinic to change their body with drugs and surgeries. It's to let your child grow up slowly, to let them experience and understand their own soul, because in your five-year-old child's body is an eternal entity that's going to discover itself through its life, which they're taking away. They're taking your child's life essence away. And then there comes people like me that consciously revolt and proudly and humorously revolt. Because let's face it, you have to have some kind of dark humor to get through 100%, this world.
And we have to keep our amusement level high.
Yeah, which I have a crazy sense of humor.
Yeah, me too.
And honestly, my sense of humor got me through this life.
100%.
Because I could look in the mirror and be like, what the fuck? You're out of your mind. Like, because I'll look back like, what the fuck did you just put yourself through? I have no regrets. I have no shame. And I can poke fun.
God and the good will prevail. And I thank you so much for your time today. It was awesome. I'm sure we stay in contact.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you so much for your strong messages, especially to protect the children, which is also
my
core aim of all of us.
Thank you for giving me a platform to use my rebellious voice to shatter paradigms that, you know, fear-based paradigms that people are caged in.